All right, here we go. Time to dive in. It is New Yorker time. At this point in the module, you have this awareness around how important it is, your relationship with the feminine, when it comes to you giving yourself the ability to really create, to utilize, to trust, and to tap into life force, to allow yourself to create wealth in the world. It's not just about a doing, doing, doing. It's about an opportunity, a connection, and a oneness with wealth and prosperity. So let's look at how your New Yorker then comes into the picture. So now that you understand that all of your femme types are necessary in order for you to receive prosperity, let's begin with the most obvious. Obviously, your New Yorker. But remember, your Indie, you being aligned with truth and wholeness and knowing that you're worthy is necessary for you to be able to receive money. You forgiving the judgments that you have around the feminine and opening up to a higher level of joy and pleasure is necessary inside your Frenchie in order for you to be able to take congruent action steps inside your New Yorker. As we open up the New Yorker, we're going to talk about some strategic things that will support this structure for you that are very hands-on when it comes to prosperity. The New Yorker. Two of the strongest and most impactful topics that come up regarding the New Yorker are money and organization. And we're going to be jumping into both of these today. Because again, keep in mind the Frenchie and Indie and how powerful and important they are in the support structure. That being said, the New Yorker really is the one that will allow you to create the support structure in the physical realm that will support you in bringing in higher levels of wealth. So today we're going to discuss some tips and tricks to get these areas of your life under control, your control. I will tell you that there's a lot of emotion that can surface around this. So just know that that's very normal. And I invite you to stay present, okay? When emotion sometimes comes up, we get distracted. All of a sudden, it's a good time to check Skype or to check Facebook or to take that phone call. So this module really is a powerful, deep module. And I just am going to call you forward and ask you and invite you to be present. We're going to be discussing how to get the New Yorker to work for you and not the other way around. So really being powerful inside of this relationship. We'll be specifically talking about money and how we sometimes trick ourselves into believing that we are actually treating ourselves when we are self-sabotaging. My intention is that your relationship with money completely shifts inside of this module, that you are clear and open to what choices you can make with your money that are congruent for you and get out of any guilt, shame, or hiding when it comes to money. Oftentimes, I see women who are really strong and like being in control. I really can relate to that. But if you look underneath the surface in any area of their life, you'll actually find it's out of control. And this issue typically does have to do with money. These power women work hard and they want to play hard. So they talk themselves into treating themselves into impulse buys. I was certainly in this position. This is why I know it so well. This martyr kind of syndrome of, oh, I work so hard, I work so hard, I work so hard, so I need to treat myself. And sometimes, many times, having it be out of alignment with the way with which women are treating themselves or how you treat yourself. So we'll take a look at this. Here's an example from my life, a very real example that happened more than once. I would work really hard throughout the week, and then I'd play the martyr syndrome. Woe is me. I'm doing everything for everybody else, and I'd throw a pity party all week. Then the weekend would come, and I would take myself shopping. I say secretly planned, of course, and I would feel this urge to really take care of myself. I would put myself on the back burner all week, going to sacrifice, self-sacrificing mode, like I was secretly storing, you know, this case, I would say, case about why it would be okay that I would go and splurge on money. I would feel empowered for a moment and drop, say, $800 on clothes, telling myself the entire time, well, that I deserve it, I deserve it, I deserve it. And the feeling would last for about the length of the shopping spree, sometimes even less. And I'd make it to the garage underneath Nordstrom's. And then the feeling of my beating heart would change from excitement to anxiety to fear to shame to guilt. And then some really negative and dirty self-talk would begin. I didn't need everything that I had bought. I had done it in some adrenaline, anxiety-ridden, oh my gosh, I deserve this, proving mentality. And it didn't end up feeling good. And I didn't end up feeling like I was treating myself. So pay attention, because we talked about pleasure peak and pleasure plateau last week. Pay attention to how this comes forward for you with money. By the time I'd arrived home, I would have constructed a plan to either hide the clothes in the trunk until I could safely and quickly rush them into the closet without my husband noticing, or leave them in the trunk and return for them the next day. Ugly. Guilt. Do you think I was trusting myself with a feminine in this particular example? Absolutely not. 10 times out of 10, I became a master at hiding clothes in the closet with the tags on and coming up with some story about getting it so long ago when my husband would say, "Honey, where did that come from?" Again, pursuing the guilt, the lie, the story. I obviously wasn't treating myself. I obviously didn't even feel good about what I did because I felt like I needed to lie and hide it. I'm sure you were never as bad as I was, and I shouldn't even say bad, right? Because it's not like I was bad. That's a situation. I wanted to share my experience with you so you know that I do understand. You know, I've been through this. I've been through this ups and downs around money and feeling guilty about spending it and spending it anyway and then hiding it. I've spoken to hundreds and hundreds of women who have found themselves in the same cycle. And yet what's so powerful about this, and one of the ways that I know to break the cycle, is that when women don't give themselves permission to buy what it is they really want and give themselves the value that they want to really invest in a certain way, then it ends up coming out sideways. And that's certainly what was happening to me. I wasn't giving myself the value throughout the week. I wasn't voicing to myself or to my husband what it is I really wanted and changes I wanted to make in my life in general. I wasn't feeling fulfilled, so I was using money as a scapegoat. And in the end, it wasn't working either. I wasn't even treating myself. I ended up feeling worse. So it's not a very empowering place to be. It's certainly not who I wanted to be with my finances. The choice I had made to treat myself was actually a choice of self-sabotage, and that made me feel like a prisoner in my own life. This is an example of a New Yorker that's out of sync. If you buy impulsively, using the I deserve it mentality, and then it's followed by severe guilt and shame, then your New Yorker needs some fine-tuning. Now, I want to say that I do believe that every woman deserves the fullness of who she is. When I'm speaking specifically around deserving mentality here, it's that proving, more of a proving mentality of it's okay for me to do it because, and it comes from filling a void rather than an opportunity to evolve and grow. When you establish a sense of routine and are not truly taking care of yourself on a daily basis, the New Yorker will go on a frenzy. She will feel frustrated, unheard, and become resentful and will lash out in a number of ways. Now, I want to clarify this because it's the faux New Yorker that goes on a frenzy. You're out of sync when this happens. It may result in impulse buying. It may result in hiding items, martyr syndrome, rage, overworking, overeating, and, you know, overspending, which I guess impulsive buying covers that. Really important for you to see how critical it is for your femme types to be in sync. Your indie is so crucial to this process because your indie is the one that assists you in coming into that balance of knowing that you're worthy. So if you do go out and spend money, it's an addition to enhance something. It's not trying to fill a void of worthiness. Really important. So let's answer this right away, and we're going to be specific here. Think about a time you spent money, perhaps even a large amount, and you knew in your heart it was the right thing to do. Because again, I want to be clear. Spending money isn't a bad thing. Spending money is a fun, beautiful, gorgeous, amazing thing. It's how you feel when you're spending the money and why you're choosing to spend the money. So think about when you spent money and you felt good about it. What emotions surfaced for you when you spent money from this place? Pride, and I don't think there's anything wrong with pride. Okay? Peace, excitement, was there embarrassment maybe? Power, control, love, guilt. Okay? When you spent money and you knew in your heart it was the right thing to do, how did you relate? How did you react? What came forward for you? I remember just getting in conversations with my husband after I would spend money and trying to justify to him why it was okay that I did that, trying to prove my own worthiness and self-worth and value to him. I've completely shifted that. So playing this forward for you, in the future, I want to feel the following emotions when I spend and receive money. Both sides, spend and receive. So who do you want to be with your money? Who do you want to be? Do you want to be empowered? Do you want to feel courageous? Do you want to feel in sync, in tune, in alignment, in agreement? It can be scary when we invest in ourselves in big ways. You know, just recently, I have quite a few women that have stepped into the CREM program, and it's quite a big investment. It's a $20,000 investment for a pay in full. It goes up to $27,000 to do that. And I certainly have invested in myself. I remember the first time I spent six figures on myself inside of my business and inside of my personal growth. It's scary to invest in yourself in that way. So it doesn't mean that fear isn't involved, because we really are stepping into a higher level of trust and investment in ourselves. I know for me personally who I want to be with my money. I want to know that I'm putting my money in a way that feels congruent with who I am. And for me personally, investing in myself is the best investment ever, ever. You can buy a car that depreciates when you drive it off the lot, or you can invest in yourself and have that investment increase for the rest of your life exponentially. So that's for me. I want to be congruent with my truth when I spend my money. Who do you want to be with your money? Think about how your current actions with your money, how they are, and ask yourself if they're aligned with who you want to be. Are you hiding? Are you not spending money on what it is you really want to be spending money on because you're afraid sometimes it's too much and yet it comes out sideways? I remember, you know, I really have always felt that quality over quantity was really important to me. And yet I would be afraid to spend a large amount on one purchase. And yet I found that when I looked through my wardrobe, that I would have spent at least that much, if not more, on 10 crappy items than spending that amount of money on one thing and really valuing it and having it be a core piece in my wardrobe. So for me, quality over quantity is really important. So check in and see where you are with this for yourself. I would like to make something really clear. This is not about telling you what you can and cannot do with your money or what you should or should not be doing with your money. Obviously, that's up to you. This is about you becoming clear on what makes you feel good about yourself in relation to your money and acting in a way that's congruent with who you really want to be inside of this relationship. Because from that space, you then do with your New Yorker what it is you want to do. So now, for me personally, if I want to go spend $800 shopping, then it's an enjoyable event, one that I own and feel good about, and this completely changes the outcome. It's also not secretive. It's not, oh my gosh, I'm going to hide this. It's really clear and planned out, and I'm also very clear and strategic about what I'm going to get and why. Why I want that. Why do I want to bring that into my life? I'm really clear about it instead of it being an adrenaline rush. So feel into your current relationship with money, what your actions are, how it is you're spending, how it is you're holding things inside, and see if there's an opportunity to shift into a more expansive place. And once you've completed that, meet me back here because there's something really big I need to share with you. And it's self-loving discipline.